Today, President Obama meets his counterparts from Pakistan and Afghanistan. And this morning, we'll look at Pakistan through the eyes of two of its writers. Their characters, some of them, live in times of political instability. They range from a supremely wealthy landowner to his humble servants. And those fictional characters make you think about the real-life Pakistan. Ali Sethi wrote the novel The Wishmaker. He lives in Lahore. Daniel Moinuddin wrote In Other Rooms, Other Wonders. He lives on a farm in Pakistan's huge Punjab province, where we reached him by phone.
We're a backwater, but I think, in fact, this insurgency thrives on backwaters. And this is a place that there are lots of people who are sort of poor and uneducated. And this is the sort of pool from which the fundamentalists or the extremists draw their recruits. The extremists have built many madrasas in this area, and they've been doing this for the last 20 or 25 years. And, you know, this is one of the places from which they're drawing the people who they then take there and use to fight.
Which I think is a significant point, because we're not talking about the northwest frontier province here. We're not talking about the edge of Pakistan. We're talking about this huge province that considers itself absolutely the heart of the country of Pakistan.
The untold story about the insurgency in Pakistan is that there's this huge fifth column who are within the cities of Punjab, and that these are the people who are going to be bringing the war to Pakistan in the future.
Now, Daniel Moinuddin may be in what he describes as a backwater in the rural Punjab, but Lahore is not a backwater at all. That's where Ali Sethi is. And what's the situation there?
Well, the situation here is relatively calm at the moment. We've had some terrorist attacks here in the last few months, and actually we've had them pretty consistently now for about 2 years. So people are feeling this very much here now. But the most visible change, you know, is that we have now a big refugee problem here in Lahore. There are a lot of Pashtun refugees who have fled the fighting in the tribal areas where the military operations have been taking place for 2 years now against suspected
Pashtuns,
terrorists.
That's the group that is along the border with Afghanistan.
That's right. And that's, you know, they look, I mean, it's the people are ethnically different, they speak a different language, and they're usually fairer skinned, and they have light eyes and lighter hair. So it's visible. You know, you can see these people, you can spot them immediately. And they're standing around outside houses, they're standing in the parks. Their children are in the parks. I went to the park a few weeks ago, and there were these kids roaming around, and they must have been 8 or 9 or 10 years old, these boys, and they had shoe polish in their hands. And they said they'd come from Bajor, which is in the tribal areas, and they'd fled the fighting. And I asked them where their parents were, and they said, our parents are still there, and we've come here. And I said, why are you here? He said, because we have to make money. We don't have homes anymore.
You know, we should mention there are Pashtun refugees in an awful lot of Pakistani cities. And in our past reporting, we've learned there's a struggle of sorts about whether to treat them with sympathy and welcome them and try to support them, or to look upon them with suspicion as potential terrorists.
That's right. But, and, you know that... Sorry, go on.
It's not even that simple, because what you find is that the people who are organizing these acts are already in the city, so that it's not simply that the Pashtuns are coming into Punjab and creating problems. It's that the people who are organizing this are in the Punjab, and the Pashtuns are coming there and are meeting them and integrating with them and being reinforced by them.
We're talking with two Pakistani writers about the political situation in their country, Ali Sethi and Daniel Moinuddin. And gentlemen, I'd like to ask you, as we talk about the strength of these militant groups, about the strength of the political leader who opposes them, President Zardari, who was meeting with President Obama. Are you, as citizens watching this, are you feeling like this is a leader who inspires confidence?
Well, I no longer can look at it as a question of one leader. I'm looking at all our politicians right now, all our civilian politicians. I'm looking at the government as well as the opposition. And really, with the exception of one party, pretty much everybody else so far has refused to acknowledge the problem of homegrown extremism and the terrorist threat to Pakistan. That is what is extremely dismaying, is the idea that there's just no consensus right now among politicians on this idea that this is a problem that Pakistan and Pakistanis have to tackle.
That's Ali Sethi. Daniel Moinuddin?
You're being very diplomatic, but isn't it true that, I mean, I think the general consensus among people that I speak to is that this present government is not addressing the issues in any way that we can have any confidence in?
No, that's absolutely true, Daniel. But I think that begs the other question, which is what next? And, you know, that usually in Pakistan means, well, it's either the opposition or the military, right? Because there's no third option. And that question, which is being asked a lot on TV right now, this question about who can we turn to and who has the alternative, who has the solution? The opposition is just not willing. And you see, this is the other thing, is that what we are calling the concession to the militants in Swat, this was signed by all the parties except for one which opposed it. Everybody else signed it. And in fact, encouraged it and lobbied for it. You know, so it's
but
not
I mean,
just
I think there was also a climate of fear in which that whole negotiation took place.
I mean, well, you know, we have to explore that climate of fear. What is it? What is creating that fear?
The situation in which you had a sense that there are no statesmen. There are only people who are trying to protect their own interests.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. There's no national consensus. There are just party political interests. And you see this across the board, Daniel. This is all the politicians. I mean, we don't have to name them. You know who they are when they appear on TV and say extremely silly things for hours and hours and hours. They say things like this is a Zionist conspiracy, or they say things like the moment the American bombing of a suspected hideout stops, this problem will go away. This problem will not go away. This problem has to be dealt with immediately, and it has to be dealt with by everybody here.
I want to follow up on that, because Daniel Moinuddin has a short story, and it's the story of a judge in Pakistan. He doesn't care about justice anymore. He just lets himself be pressured one way or the other. He ends up getting involved in the story of a family where the relatives are all stealing from each other. And just from that one story, you get a sense of this feudal Pakistani society that has really lost its bearings and might be ripe for falling apart. Is that the Pakistan in which you live?
The one thing that the extremists in the north have said, which has resonated even down here, is there is no justice, we will give you justice. And there is no justice in Pakistan. I mean, the police are completely corrupt, the judiciary is corrupt, and therefore, you know, the common man who's, you know, his sheep is stolen, he says, who is going to give me justice? Nobody will. And then these guys come from outside and say, we will give you. It's a very appealing story.
Ali Sethi?
That said, Daniel, there's been a huge movement to restore the Chief Justice of Pakistan. And it's been seen widely here as a kind of, as an unprecedented success in a way. I mean, while I agree with you that almost everybody here is accustomed to the idea of not getting justice, people are more hopeful today with Chief Justice Iftikhar Chaudhary back in his place than they were 3 months ago.
That's true. Symbolically, it was very significant.
Daniel Moinuddin is author of In Other Rooms, Other Wonders. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
And Ali Sethi is author of The Wishmaker. Thank you.
Thank you.
And on this day, when Pakistan's president meets President Obama, we are receiving more reports of fighting in Pakistan's northwest frontier province.